Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 247. Goober Does Football, part one. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's. Drop by over at Weaver's. I tell you all that every week. I'm not sure you're doing it. Go over there and check things out. They've got all kinds of great stuff, including the 2014 Andy Griffith Show wall calendar combo, so you can get the 2013 and 14. Drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. Executive producer of number 247 is Ted Womack. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsome, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. It is so great to have you with me. It's always fun to be in Mayberry and head back over into the Mayberry world. And I am so glad that you joined me there. So I tell you what, this show, 247 episodes, and we are deep into the Mayberry mythology, mythos, whatever. We're very inside Mayberry, kind of like inside baseball. I worry sometimes that I may be a little bit too much that way, but not this week, because this week Goober Does Football. That's right. George Lindsey was at the 1990 UNA homecoming game, which was against Tennessee Martin, and UNA was winning the game 49-0 in the third quarter, well, that's what they won the game by. So they were up by a significant margin in the third quarter. So the announcer, the play-by-play guy, his name is Jerry Knight for UNA, had invited George Lindsey up into the booth to visit with him. And we are going to get to spend some time with them tonight listening to he and George discuss the Andy Griffith Show and some other parts of George's career. This is a part one, so we're going to split this up into two parts. And I told everybody in the chat room that's live with me tonight that the reason I do that is because I'm kind of lazy, and that way I can get two episodes out of this one thing, and that way I don't have to work as hard. So, you know, Barney taught me that kind of stuff, to take the easy, a little easy on myself there. So anyway, I hope you guys are going to enjoy this. We've got the next 2 weeks, something to be excited about. And then coming up in another couple of weeks, we're going to have Betty Lynn on here with us. She's going to be part of the podcast. So we have got some really fine episodes coming up in just the next few weeks. So I hope you guys will continue to join me. I want to thank Tony. Tony was the one who actually provided tonight's play-by-play, literally, to us. So I want to really thank him for finding this little treasure of George Lindsey interview from 1990. Now, George Lindsey was the very first interview I ever attempted to do. If you go back and listen to Two Chairs No Waiting, episodes 1-4, it's of that interview. And I think I told back in the day, back whenever that was, almost 5 years ago, that George basically interviewed himself. I had never interviewed anyone. I had a little cassette recorder, and I set it down there, and I told him, he had already agreed to do the interview. And I basically set it down there, and I think I may have asked him one question, but then he basically asked himself questions. So if you actually go back and listen to the episode 1 of Two Chairs No Waiting, you can hear, if you pay attention, that when I ask him a question, the audio is a little different. It's clearer, or it sounds different. That's because I was embarrassed that he was asking himself, what's my favorite episode? Well, my favorite episode is it. So I went in and put myself asking him, what's your favorite episode? And then he would tell me. So anyway, that's a little behind the scenes here at Two Chairs No Waiting. I think I may have admitted this before, but if not, you got another little tidbit. So without further ado, let's head over and hear Jerry Knight and George Lindsey in part one of our show with the 1990 homecoming game at UNA. So take it away, guys.
As promised earlier on the UNA Network, it's our privilege and honor and pleasure to have as our guest analyst for the third quarter tonight the famed George Goober Lindsey from the Andy Griffith Show and Hee Haw. George, good to have you with us tonight, and what a homecoming game you're seeing tonight.
Yeah, isn't it great? I think maybe Tennessee Martin should go to the single wing, though.
And you were experienced with that a lot, weren't you?
Yeah.
And Goober's going to be giving us some comments, telling us some great stories during his career here at Florence State as we go throughout the plays here in the third quarter. Well, Goober, I know it's been a great homecoming day for you. You got to meet some old friends, renew some acquaintances with Harlan Hill and so forth, and you were here to emcee the first Hall of Fame induction banquet.
And I'm so delighted that Coach Self got in. You know, when I played here, we never had a losing season. And we didn't.
Yeah, right.
And I was sitting with Bobby Bowden recently and found out that he played for Howard and I played for Florence State, and we were opposing quarterbacks.
Is that right? Oh, that's an interesting story we haven't heard before.
Now's a just about a perfect time to do the Statue of Liberty.
Well, we've seen some trickery tonight. As a matter of fact, we accused you of throwing a block on that kickoff run back a moment ago. Here's a pass over the middle, complete at the 40, up the sideline to the 50, and out of bounds around the 45-yard line. That was Oscar Bunch on the run. Now, when Arthur Brandon ran that kickoff, the word was out you were a blocking back. You were right down there in front of the play. You didn't really throw one, did you?
No, never did. Coach Self never would let me... We threw him to Harlan.
Harlan Hill.
Harlan Hill.
George, you told a great story about your one and only punt here at Florence State.
Oh, I kicked it about 4 yards, and Coach Self jumped on me, and I said, well, I faked the safety out. He was so far back, I just kicked it 4 yards.
You knew what you were doing, didn't you? George, I know you've got a special place in your heart for Florence State, and at a news conference today, you announced some plans to maybe do something for your university.
We hope to have a concert in April. I hope to get some of my friends, some of my show business friends to come in. We'll, I think we're going to call it Goober Day, and we're going to have a concert. We'll raise some money for the college.
Oh, that's great. It's at the 38-yard line. It's second down and about 3 yards to go. Armstrong now in the run and shoot, and
uh-oh,
the lines jump off sides. Well, Bill Hunt, UT Martin moving right down the field right now, although they're down 42-0.
You remember what Andy Griffith said? Said a bunch of them convicts come out and commenced to odd man.
Yes, in his famous what it was
football.
That's what it was
said
there.
They'd climb over one another, and they'd hit one another, and they'd grind their feet into one another.
That's what made him famous, wasn't it, George? That's where he got his start.
Yeah. You know, when I played Harlan and I and L.L. Whitten and Bamel Poole and all those, we played both ways. We played defense and offense.
Yeah, you don't see much of that anymore. You also told another famous story, George, about when you and Harlan Hill were side-by-side awaiting the opening kickoff in a game which the players were very tense before, and you were the guy that could always loosen them up.
Well, it looked like we wasn't ready to play football, and so we're playing Austin Peay, and I looked over at Harlan, and I said, I bet my daddy can whoop your daddy. He said, what? I said, because my daddy fights with a knife.
And that broke them all up, huh?
We won the game.
Goober, if you had to pick one favorite episode from the Andy Griffith Show, your all-time favorite, which one would it be?
A girl for Goober. And that was the one where Barney took me over to Andy's house so I could watch him and Helen have a date.
Right.
And I started yelling and screaming, and then I got a date with Lydia Crossway.
Oh, I remember Lydia.
And I took Lydia over to Andy's house, and I said, Andy, this is Lydia. He said, your hair's dripping. They said, Lydia, would you have some pretzels? She said, no, thanks. They lay on my chest.
I remember that one. I've got them all just about. Go ahead, George.
We just had a three-hour special on TBS called 30 Years with Andy, a Mayberry Reunion, and it drew a big audience.
Yep.
And there's over 5,000 Andy Griffith Rerun Watchers clubs in America with over 20,000 members. Some of the clubs, there's one club called I Wish I Had a Wine, My Name.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
Is
something
right?
I said
yep.
on the show.
Well, we subscribe to that newsletter. And
The Bullet?
Yeah, The Bullet. We've got over 100 episodes of the Andy Griffith Show, too. Here's a give up to about the 18. One of my favorite now, and you've just got to do this for all your fans up
oh,
the
that's
network.
The first one I ever did, 1964, was called The Fun Girls, and that's when I got introduced on the Andy Griffith Show, and I did my Cary Grant impression.
We want you to do it right now for us.
Judy, 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 Judy.
Oh, if you've just tuned in, yes, that's the real Goober on the UNA Football Network. George Lindsay, our special guest here during the third quarter, football player for Florence State back in the 50s. He's back for Homecoming 90, and he's graciously agreed to be our analyst for our third quarter. And just a moment, George, we're going to get you to talk about the inductees. You emceed the very first Hall of Fame induction at the Gallant Center this afternoon. Some of your dear friends were inducted into it, including your former coach. I know that was a big honor for you at the Hall of Fame induction today.
Yes, I stood with some very tall men tonight. Dabbs Ernest, back then it was Florida State Teachers, but anyway, he was the first All-American basketball player here at the university. And Coach Eddie Flowers, our athletic director, who, thank goodness, gave me a scholarship. Coach Hal Self, who was my coach, along with George Weeks, and, of course, Harlan Hill, one of the great players in the NFL. I was in, I watched Harlan play the New York Giants in New York once, and he caught two passes in less than a minute to tie the New York Giants.
Yeah, I remember that game. Sure did.
And then he introduced me to the coach of the Chicago Bears, Hallis, and he said, this is my quarterback, and gave me the ball and asked me to throw it, and I threw it into the ground. I look like a quarterback. Blocking backs can't pass.
And they're not in very much demand nowadays, either.
Nor are goobers.
George, I know a big thing in your life was the Celebrity Golf Classic and a lot of money you raised for the underprivileged kids.
For Special Olympics, and only to thank all my friends for coming to Montgomery, we raised $1.5 million, and there's over 23,000 children now involved in the program.
That's great.
I brought all my Hollywood and Nashville and New York friends and my Florence friends and Jasper friends.
Yeah.
And he said, buddy, have a big drink. And he said, I think I will. I think I'll have a big orange.
I don't think the big orange played today, did it?
Wow. I hope you guys are enjoying that. That's George Lindsay at the 1990 UNA homecoming game with Tennessee Martin. UNA was the University of North Alabama. That's where George went to school back when it was Florence State Teachers College, I believe is the right name. I'm sure I messed that up. But he said it during the interview. And, man, I just can't tell you how much it has meant to me over the years knowing George. I think I've talked to y'all about it before. I've got all kinds of stuff sitting here with me that's involved that he was involved with, like Liars and Legends. It was a Turner South TV program, but there also was a book out that George wrote the foreword to. And I think I don't remember if I told this during the podcast or not, so I'm going to tell it. But I have here in my hands a Constitution of the United States. It's a book, and it's a handbook for citizens and public officials. And on the cover it is signed, it was George's book. And it says George Smith Lindsay and Tide right there on the cover because he was an Alabama fan. And it was his book. And I was able to pick that up from there. Then I also have one other thing. George was a teacher over at Hazel Green here in Alabama and for 1 year. And he's always said he's never been able to live that down. That's what he always said. So, and I have... I was able to get a book, and it was the Development of America by Rith, I guess, W-I-R-T-H, was the author. And it was evidently it was a history book that probably Coach George Lindsay taught out of, because it says Coach Lindsay, and it has his address here in Huntsville when he lived here. And if you look through the book, there's actually underlined sections, which were probably things that he was highlighting to be on tests and things like that for the students. So anyway, I've ended up with these books, and like I said, George meant an awful lot to me. And I know he did to all Mayberry fans, but it's just kind of special to have these couple of books that were actually his that probably don't mean much to anybody as far as monetarily, but it's neat for me because of they were just his. It's really cool. Anyway, I hope you guys are enjoying this interview. I thank Tony again for getting it for us. And I want to thank Jerry Knight for allowing us to play it. Jerry is a big Andy Griffith Show fan himself, and he had passed this along to Tony. and gave Tony permission to allow us to play it. So I just, this is a little gem that I'm pretty sure you wouldn't have never heard were you not a podcast listener for Two Chairs No Waiting. So tell your friends about it and tell them that they don't want to miss next week when we conclude this. He'll talk a little bit more about the Andy Griffith Show and other things. So you guys come back. It's about another 7 minutes or so of interview time with George, and I know you're going to enjoy it. So, folks, I'd love to hear from you. Been hearing from several of you guys. Have been leaving messages and stuff over at the Two Chairs No Waiting Facebook page. And that is awesome. When you do that, you go over to Two Chairs, or you actually go to facebook.com/twochairs, and you can leave messages for me there about different episodes. And there were several comments recently about our episodes that were that was about the Mayberry meetup. There was a good bit on that one, and plus several on the trivia contest. And people were encouraging me to do more trivia. It wasn't really a contest, but trivia during the podcast. So I may start making that a kind of a regular thing. Every so often we'll do a trivia episode, and I'll try to make them easy enough that people can actually answer them. Because some of them that folks had tried to answer during the last trivia, some of the comments were things like Janice said, "I love the podcast, but I couldn't get a single answer right," is the answer she said. So, and then Butch and Cindy, they wrote in and said, "I got 4 out of the 11. I love the episode, though. I really enjoyed it." You know, so, and then voted to have some more episodes like that as well. So 4 of 11 is actually not too bad. Those were not that easy of questions. And so many of us think that we are so good at the Andy Griffith Show trivia. I am not, and I do not pretend to be. I have books that I can look things up. I know things that normal people don't know. But Andy Griffith Show fans like you, who are, you know, listening to this show, you're different than the normal Andy Griffith Show fans. Like if somebody says, "How is Gomer Pyle related to Goober?" Well, you know, they're cousins. You know, they ask you questions like that. Like, you don't know that. Most of you probably knew that one. That was probably a pretty easy one. You know, so anyway, we'll have a little easier questions than the ones we did last time, perhaps. But we'll do some more trivia. If you've got other ideas for podcast episodes, email me at floyd@imayberry.com. I'd love to hear from you. Try to keep in mind how hard it might be to do the episode, because I've had some really good suggestions of things to do episodes about, but it would be difficult, say the least. Like somebody had mentioned, and it was a great idea to do a podcast episode about all the animals that ever appeared on the Andy Griffith Show. Well, that sounds awesome, but the research that's required to do that, I don't have time to do. So if anyone would like to do all that research and present it, or even present it as a special report from you. You could actually do the audio and everything. That'd be great, because we would love to know the answer to some of these things. And maybe someday I'll have time to actually gather all that information. But try to keep that in mind when you're coming up with good ideas, that, you know, I do have a job and stuff. This is not my full-time job. Now, that it could be if you would all donate to the podcast enough money, maybe this could be my full-time job, but I don't think my wife will let me quit. So, all right, folks. Well, we will start wrapping this thing up. And I look forward to seeing you guys again next week here on Two Chairs when we find out part 2 about Goober Does Football. And I want to thank Warren from the chat room for coming up the title of the podcast this week. Thank you, and thank for Ted Womack for being a executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting and bringing this episode to you. Folks, I'd love to hear from you at 888-684-8415. Drop me a line at floyd@imayberry.com or drop by one of our websites and leave a message. Till next time, guys. Have fun in Mayberry, and we'll see you next time on Two Chairs. Good night, everybody.